Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. I almost fumbled my words. It's been a little bit. My name is Isaiah. I'm with Kyle. We took another hiatus.
Nah. It's my fault, people. It's been a lot of stuff going on my side with the family, but I hate taking these hiatuses because, like, I don't like breaking off something that's consistent, something that we've been doing good on. But, you know, duty calls. You gotta be present when the family asks you to. So, yeah.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
Priorities, and we're not getting paid for this yet. So, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But we do appreciate the following. It's growing.
Even the followers from New York.
Yeah.
I've seen the numbers. We're still low, but.
Yeah, there's numbers.
The highest percentage of the small numbers is coming from New York. So I want to thank our New York listeners. That's crazy. I feel like it's God talking to us. With all the hate, me as a Texan, we'd be talking of New Yorkers, and now our main audience is coming from New York.
Might be, man. Might be. The Bible says pray for your enemies. You know what I'm saying?
I could spin that off, but we're not going to go.
Sure.
We're not going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not. Yeah, the Bible is not meant to reword.
I was going to apply it.
I get you. But who knows? Maybe it's your dad's buddies.
He got a lot of them still up there.
Yeah,
I'm finding out.
Your dad's a big New York fan.
Unfortunately,
but yes. Even though we take breaks, the drinks don't, right? This is what the podcast was kind of. This was like a thing. We said sports, right? But let's implement drinking.
No, the first idea was we was going to track how many streakers we could find across the world. Like, that'd be streaking.
That's true. That was going to be like a segment.
Yeah, because the thing is that, like, anytime someone streaks across the field, like, they always pan the camera away.
Our name was supposed to be Sports Streakers.
Yes.
That's right. But I think a clothing brand already had that name or something like that.
When we were looking up trademarks, we saw someone had that. So fuck.
That's such a good name, man. Yeah. And then I remember we talked when we were like collaborating or brainstorming. We had said like we'll do like a sports streaker of the week, from high school all the way to professional.
Who was able to run the longest before they got tackled by the cops? We're gonna give you your shine. And we was going to try to start a GoFundMe for you to get your bail.
Mm-hmm. Who took the biggest shot of the week? Probably the guy that Bobby Wagner laid out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was in the Super Bowl, too. When he was with the Rams. It was either that or...
He played for the Rams?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's on the Commanders now.
Oh, yeah, he is. But anyway... Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that was so. I'm back. Hopefully now. No, for good now because I'm done. That's three for three.
Exactly.
January, February, and March.
That ain't free either. You know.
My brother, I'm still paying off that flight to Florida, the second flight.
Bro, you went across the country like six times almost, like back and forth.
Yep, it was six times, and left three times, came back three times.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a fourth time, because I am looking at taking off of Florida next month, at the end of the month. But that time, I'm going to bring my ship with me, and we're going to have a segment where we're going to try to rank the best Florida man stories that we can find.
Oh, awesome.
So, mark your calendars. Look out for me in Florida. Because that's going to be a drive. I ain't flying. That's going to be a long drive. Yeah, it's not that far from Minnesota to Texas. It's far, but it's not.
It's about like 16, 18 hours?
17 hours, yeah. Just if you don't stop for gas or piss, then yeah.
Sure. That's definitely doable. You know, leave at 5 in the morning, get there at 12.
Like, seriously,
or
I
10.
left, see, I left that lad that previous Sunday. No, Saturday. It was like at 7 in the morning. We got to the hotel in Oklahoma by like, I got there by like 8 o'clock, 8:30. I literally could have gotten into Dallas if I wanted to in one day. From Minneapolis to Dallas, it's a doable in one day.
Yeah.
You just drive straight.
Yeah.
And I stopped to take a shit. Oh, I want to give a shout out to the Sleep In off
to
35.
At the Sleep
In. Speaking of shit, the Sleep In off the 35 in Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for letting me use your bathroom because it was going to be the cleanest until I got to a Bucky's, which would have been like another 600 miles from that point. I needed to take the meanest shit. And thank you, hotel. I just walked in there like I was staying there. Where's the bathroom? Pop in there. Do-do-do. Hit the road. Because you don't want to do it in a gas station. I mean,
never. No. It stinks. Toilet's dirty. Toilet paper is paper thin. You accidentally wipe too hard. Your finger breaks through. Not fun.
So you over there fingering yourself?
Listen, not intentionally.
No, that was intentional.
Nah, I was trying to clean myself.
Sometimes.
Right?
No, and the worst part is you're gonna.
I filed a case against myself. That's how bad it was. Just kidding.
You did it yourself?
No. All right.
Speaking of before we move on, how the fuck does OBJ in that
Drewski
that yellow hit? Yeah. Did you read some of the details that was said? I want to see a hospital bill. You said that he lured you up and treated you like a slip and slide.
I the one detail I read is that Drewski looped her up and got on top. He's a big dude.
Okay, where's the broken ribs?
Yeah, we need something. But I'll probably cut this out.
No, this would be a real.
Or yeah, it won't go in the pod.
But save it as a real.
But I'll put it as a real. I think we'll be trying to search for the pod for it. Not gonna find it. Ugh.
You're
but
mean.
Let's
misleading our listeners.
What's it called? Hey, that's how that.
Hey, I'm not the one over here diddying myself, which
okay.
led me.
All right, we moved on from that. All right, but that's honestly how some podcast people get me. They'll have an argument between them and their guest, and then they'll have a link to the video, and it's not in there. They cut it out, but you try to just look through the video to watch that one
clickbait
30 second exactly. So, but anyway, let's move on to our first segment of the day, right? Which is what's in the cup, and. Now, if you were Mexican like me or minority like Ayo, you used to drink Jumex, right?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Pause. If I'm a minority, you're not making yourself the majority, are you?
Down here I am.
Come up here, bitch. Shit.
Listen,
maybe
you're
supposed to be the minority.
What you talking about? Exactly. Both of
us. Yeah, we're both in the minority up here.
There's no help. No help there. But do you remember drinking Jumex?
Of course.
Exactly.
Lava.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So they make a hard seltzer. Not a seltzer. A juice mixed with alcohol now. So that's...
Really?
Yes, sir. So I got my favorite type of Jumex, Mongo.
You're only going to find that in states where Mexican population dominates any other. Because I will not find that up here.
Nope. Mango hard nectar is what I'm drinking right now.
I don't even find mango drinks up here.
That's true. But that's what I'm drinking. I have a mango one right here, and for my second one, I have the strawberry. So,
interesting.
Looking good. That's what I'm drinking. It's good. It's good.
I'm drinking water because I was drinking gin earlier, and now I'm out. So
this is true.
I'm drinking water.
We do drink. But we drink responsibly.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not it. So what? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Now, we've been away for a few weeks. Some sports things have happened, right? But let's go down our list. Let's talk about the NFL. And let's talk about, I'm a big fan of the NFL Combine.
I am too, and you're going to have to keep, I'm doing a disservice, and you're going to have to educate me on the events that happened. So I'm going to let you take the floor, because I've been too preoccupied that I did not get a chance to even, I didn't even watch 5 minutes of it. So it's all you, buddy.
Of course. So obviously, if you don't know NFL Combine, college prospects meet, they get invited. 400 something players get invited.
Yeah. We know that. Who the fuck won? Who the fuck had the fastest 40?
The fastest 40 was a cornerback. He ran a 4.29 or 4.28. However, there's this guy, a receiver for Oregon named Tez Johnson, weighs 165 pounds.
Of course.
Right? Predicted to run the fastest 40.
Sounds like an Oregon player.
Right.
Lightweight and fast.
Exactly, right? Predicted to run fast. 5'10". 154. That was his weight at the combine. 154. 980, 160.
So he's smaller than Tank Dell. What position is he going to play?
Well, he's a receiver, you know? He's either that or a returner. But this is the point I'm going to get to. He ran a 4.51.
Come again?
4.51 at 154 pounds. Very fast. Go ahead.
If I remember correctly, it's kind of foggy now. It's been a minute. The year that I played during spring ball in college, at 6'4", about close to 240 I was weighing at that time, I think my 40 was around, I'm being nice to myself if I say like a 4.9 something, but realistically it was about like a 5 because I was a slow ass motherfucker. But how the hell am I like doubled your size and damn near matched your speed?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that was kind of the shocker of that, because that was the expectation of him to be in the 4.2s. Another guy, Texas receiver Isaiah Bond, was predicted to run 4.2. He talked himself up to the press, right? He's like, I feel like I'm running a 4.20, maybe a 4.19. He ran a 4.39. He didn't even get close to 4.2s.
All right, these boys. Hey, I admire the confidence, but don't talk before you do.
Exactly. Now, under NFL Combine, I have one bullet point. And that bullet point is size matters.
Pause.
No, I said it first. I win. It's not gay now because I said it. But the reason why I say this is because at this combine they take measurements of everything, right? And there's this prospect, left tackle Will Campbell out of LSU. He's by far the highest rated offensive line in this class and offensive tackle, right? However, there is questions about his arm length. The consensus for NFL scouts is that tackles should have at least 35-inch arms, right? This man never got his arms measured before the combine.
Where did he played at LSU?
LSU, left tackle. Started since he was a freshman, right? He came out at 33 5/8.
How tall was he again?
He's like 6'5", 6'4". Right. So, over
inch and a half. Looks like you're moving a guard, buddy.
Exactly. He was the favorite to land to the Patriots as a tackle, but now because of arm length, he's getting moved to guard. Yep. He's getting predicted as a guard, and the drop off in pay is so much from left tackle to guard. Yeah,
left tackles get paid now.
Just because his arm length was an inch and a half short, lost tens of millions because of that.
Damn. He's probably beating the shit out of his daddy.
Oh, for sure.
What the fuck is wrong with your jeans?
I think his dad was a NFL player.
Oh, what's his name again?
Will Campbell,
Earl Campbell.
No
relation to Dan.
No, not the head coach.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm looking up his Wikipedia. He's from Monroe, Louisiana. He says, screw you, Will Monroe. I went to big school in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Right.
doesn't not much of a Wikipedia on him yet.
No.
I thought he would have. They would have had his parents at least. You said if his dad played. I'm gonna look at his ESPN.
Yeah.
6'6", 323 He can bulk up. Yeah, it's funny to say this for a 300 pounder. Get up to about like 330, 335, 340. You'll be a perfect guard.
Yeah, and then
Quentin Nelson got paid.
He did. But he's probably the best guard in the NFL.
Yeah, so there's the standard. There you go. Play like him. Yeah. You'll get paid.
Yeah. You have to play at a point exactly. almost Hall of Fame level.
Zach Martin.
Zach Martin, recent retiree. Yeah.
I saw that note that you had on him. That is true. That the man had, what was it?
More all pro selections?
Than Holden.
Than Holden caused his career. He been selected to the All Pro 9 times and only got called for holding 7. That is probably played 1,000 snaps each season.
Yeah,
that is elite.
It's a wasted career.
Yeah, no playoff wins. You can't even say Super Bowl because they didn't even get there. One guy
what else you got on the combine.
One guy that did impressed as a receiver from Iowa State. Receiver, right? 5'10", 194. You know, good size.
Boy, these kids are getting smaller.
They are. They're getting smaller. 23 reps on the bench. That's good for a receiver. Yeah.
Oh, he blocked it. He going to be my slot guy. Yeah.
Also ran a 4.39 40.
Draft him first. Also. Late first. Mid to late first.
Had a 41.5 inch vertical.
The only reason why he ain't gonna be top 10 is because he's small.
Yep. 11.2 broad jump. This guy was top in the charts and everything.
That sounds like a Hines Ward almost.
Dude, this guy.
He's gonna play like him too.
He's projected a second rounder.
That's because of his size. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
How tall you said he was?
5'10".
5'10". If he was about 6'2", he'd be first round.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also say size matters for receivers because typically the best receivers are around that 200-pound mark and over 6 mm-hmm. feet, mm-hmm. right? That's just how it is. Jamar Chase is 6'2", 205.
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, 6'5", 220.
Nico is like 6'4", 220.
Exactly. Justin Jefferson is 6'3", 202.
There's a common thing.
Yes, CD DK. Lamb. DK is huge.
DK is a that's a he's like. Can we call him Megatron Jr.?
No, I don't want to put him there. I feel like because Megatron is 6'5", 240 and ran a 4.4.
And it took three dudes on the line of scrimmage to cover him.
At 240 pounds, he ran a 4.4, dude. That's DE stuff. That's defensive end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Andre was about 6'4", 225, and he always played. Yeah. I mean, well, Axe Finnegan. You know how tough exactly. he is.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Your typical all-star receiver is around that 200-pound mark of over 6 feet, right? Now, the only one that I would say that gets the cut is Tyreek, right? But Tyreek's still 191.
Yeah, but if these guys, if they can at least be kind of like stocky, you know, like exactly. they can, you know, like they can give a hit, they'd be all right. Just don't be like sticks. I mean, Devontae Smith is the exception.
Yes.
I did not think he was going to make it coming out.
No. I mean, he won the Heisman, so there was some, like, expectation.
In the COVID year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, sorry, I said that wrong. No. It wasn't.
Well, it wasn't that season, right?
It was like I think it was 2-3 years ago. Yeah, it was like 2022.
Nah, he's been out longer than that.
Nah. Because he played with...
Keep talking.
Well, because he played with Tua, right? Tua got drafted in 2020. He didn't get drafted with Tua. the COVID year was that 2020.
But yeah, 2021 first round. Yeah. He did win the Heisman that 2020 season.
Right. Now, the number one player that's...
Those stupid numbers he put up. I forgot how electric he was down there.
Yeah.
117 for 18, 56, and 23 tutties. That's... Yeah. That's elite.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why he, yeah, that's why he won the Heisman. That's why he won. But even though he won the Heisman, there were still questions about his size, right?
Yeah, of course.
And to be honest, he's not the wide receiver one. Who's the wide receiver one? AJ. A 200-pound receiver. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Now, the number one graded prospect in this class went to the combine, didn't test. He's a 5'8 and 211 running back for Boise State.
Oh, he about to be trucking.
Ashton Genty. They have him as...
Why do I say the Cowboys drafting him?
The Cowboys, if he gets to them, the Cowboys either draft him or the Raiders. The Raiders are predicted to pick him up.
Yeah, and the Cowboys will trade up. They're going to make sure no one get their hands on him. They want another Zeke back there.
Yeah. They need another Zeke because Dak is just going down.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
They know what they need. Jerry don't.
Exactly. The more you pay Dak, the worse he does. I don't know if they've caught on to that.
Oh, man. Thank you for triggering that memory because, I wanted to get on to a topic after this. And you just by saying Dak, you just automatically remember. But keep going.
So... But yeah, so that was a combine. I love watching it. There's a lot of interesting. This is where people either shoot up in the draft board or just shoot back down. But let's move on to something even more exciting news: free agency. Now, the funniest story to me is Myles Garrett folding. Right, 3 weeks ago, I want
out. Now, when people say money don't bring happiness, just tell them to shut the fuck up. Just tell him to shut the fuck up. Because, money is everything. This man was going everywhere talking about how I wanted to get out. I want to win. I don't see my future in Cleveland no more. They literally told him to shut your ass up. Sign this check. And what did he do?
He signed first and last name.
All caps.
The reports first coming out that he demanded a trade. Agents didn't even want to talk to the Browns. 3 weeks later, breaking news: Myles Garrett signs four years, 160 million.
I guess he don't want to win.
No, and he saw that number and he's like 4-13. Don't sound that bad.
Fuck winning. I don't play quarterback or offense. Ain't nothing I can do. Shit.
All I gotta do is sack the QB. Get around one guy, sack the QB.
You can have like a top five, top ten defense and still have to get the first round pick.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was one thing I just thought that was a funny story. Josh Allen, 6 years, $330 million.
Yeah, save that topic for later. The Texans, they better do something with that O-line because CJ waking up like, yo, we sucked already, but goddamn. Yeah. You gonna trade two of them?
Yeah, now you're giving away the whole line.
The thing that when I was listening to the radio earlier, which I didn't need to know because the reports was always coming around from the past few seasons when Tunsil got his we worked that contract with O'Brien and he just turned into a guy that didn't really show up. You just had to kind of wonder, show up to training camp, but OTAs and shit like that. You know, the voluntary, involuntary stuff that you kind of want your leaders to be there to show the ropes, but he's not there. So that just kind of tells you that even though his only flaw was that he committed too many damn penalties. But outside of that, he was like one of the best tackles out there. And you trading him in the prime, that's two things I wanted to touch on. In the prime of his career right now, at his age, you better get someone pretty damn good to replace him.
You're talking about Laremy Tunsil?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that dropped in the draft because his stepfather posted a video of him hitting a bong?
Goddamn, was it his stepfather for real?
It was his stepfather. And then Pat McAfee went to social media and was like, how dare you? You see what this man's doing? He's got great lungs to be able to do that. Pat McAfee went on this like,
I'm kind of all tripped out that, because like I never knew, I thought it was like a friend or someone at that party or some shit. I never knew it was like an actual stepfather.
I mean, this was what, like almost 10 years ago now? 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I want to say the report I read so long ago that it was his stepfather.
That's true. That's some fucked up shit.
It is.
But no, yeah, I'll just touch on it real quick. Since the draft is coming up, hopefully, somehow, some way, these airways find their ways to the ears of a incoming prospect. If you go into a party, get a dossier of every name that's going to be in that house and run a background check on them. See if they have any malicious intent against you. Because you have that and the shit that's going on with Xavier Worthy right now, y'all gotta know who the fuck y'all dealing with. And it's gonna cost y'all money. I hate seeing, because we fucked up our own chances to get that shit. So you don't want to see others, you know, do some stupid shit. Especially as we get older and we know how crucial every dollar you make is, especially these days. Y'all out here fucking it up. Because y'all want to just hang around everyone and be cool everywhere instead of staying focused to the grind. And, like, just stay true to the game. Because you get mixed up with too many people that you don't know, you're going to end up in a situation like what Tunsil was in, where it cost him millions.
Exactly. Or your arms are too short, like Will Campbell's, that cost you millions too.
That seemed like that was God against him.
So some of the biggest transactions during free agency was obviously the DK Metcalf trade to the Steelers. But he got paid $30 million a year.
Who are you putting down on a fight? Who wins, DK or George?
Oh, I got DK, man. I don't think George got the stature. How big is George Pickens? How big is this man? I know he's a large male. Right? Okay, he's 6'3".
Pause.
I'm looking for the weights. 6'3", 200, right? So just keep that in mind. DK, 6'4", 235.
Sometimes it's not about the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but that some dogs hit hard. You know? Some really got a... Oh, yeah, you're right. But some of the bigger signings, Sam Darnold signed to Seattle.
Did you see
how much he got paid? $100 million for three years. Yeah.
Fuck the 110. What's the guaranteed number?
Let me see. Guarantee. Please. He got guaranteed $55 million.
Man, settle for the rest of his life.
$55 million, bro.
He's only going to have that one good season. That's it. Because Seattle's going to be trash. They're about to get Jets Darnold.
They are. They're about to get freshly drafted, no help, Sam Darnold.
There's going to be some sad clown that's going to draft them high in their fantasy this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be like...
They could draft like receivers and right back, or they could get them like in the sixth round as their first QB.
If that happens, they might actually win. Don't turn the ball over.
True. True, right? And, I mean, Tyler Lockett's gone. DK's gone. They got JSN. Got a good run game. I don't know, man. It's kind of like, eh. One story I'm kind of upset about. So, Chris Godwin re-signed with the Bucks, right? 3 years, $66 million, right? The Patriots offer him same amount of years, but 20 more million total. And he said no.
Dude, have you been to Tampa?
Yeah. He denied 20 extra, same amount of years, but just 20 more million total. And he's like, nah, I'm going to stay in Tampa.
Come on, man.
I guess when you're set, right? I mean, that's still a huge 20 mil, bro. Would you, let's say, like, hey, Kyle, you could be in Miami for 10 million, or you could be in Alaska for 50 million. It's up to you. You don't have to stay in Alaska. You just have to
Well, Alaska's kind of a way wild. That's a stretch. Give me another one. Miami versus what else?
Buffalo. New York.
Miami all day, man. Come on.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well,
Miami all day.
That's fair. Yeah. So, but that was one as a Patriots fan. It just kind of.
Because I have to think a second for the money, but then it's like, fuck. It's Buffalo, though.
Yeah, it gets cold up there.
It's not even that. It's just, dang, shit to do. I was trying to think, what is there to do? Nah, fuck it. Miami it is.
You know, and that's honestly what takes a play in it, you know, even if it is 20 mil extra. But, so that one kind of got me upset as a Pats fan. But since the Pats lost out on that, they're like, you know what, we need to go bigger. And they signed the highest contract this offseason to Milton Williams, DT from Philadelphia. He was the DT from Philly. He was the one that I'm blew
tripping.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
4 years. Yeah. 4 years, 104 mil, 26 million a year. He was about to sign with the Panthers, and Patriots said, hold up. We'll just add on what we get, give Godwin, or a little bit less, right?
And say, dude, make sure you do what you did to Pat every time.
Exactly. 63 mil guaranteed, boy set. Texas boy also.
It's funny. It's the guaranteed money now that everyone is looking at.
Yeah. Like, we don't, because, I mean, you could sign a big contract. You're probably going to get hurt for half of your contract term.
And not play a lot of games.
You know. How much money are you could get, you know, being on the IR? Oh yeah, does Aaron Rodgers sign anywhere?
Not yet. They keep putting him with the Steelers, which I see happening.
Yeah, because the Steelers Fields signed with the fucking Jets.
Jets, and they still got Russ.
The Jets gave him
30 mil guaranteed.
Yeah.
It was 2 years Fields. For 40.
Dude, so what he's are you doing? The Jets jet again.
Duh, man, there's got to be a bubble, because we're gonna see at some point. We're gonna see a $70 million quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen is almost there at 60. Almost, he's not there, but he's. You know,
I mean, just in sports in general, man, it's like the money is just fucking ridiculous.
It is. That's because they did raise the cap also this year.
And they need to put one in baseball.
They need to. I'm tired of this Yankees, Dodgers, Mets. Almost gave Soto $1 billion.
But in football, they need to do something with these quarterbacks. I mean, you got to put a cap against that. You got to put a cap on a cap.
Yeah.
Because talking about having like 40% of it tied up to one guy?
Yeah. Well, the selfish QBs kept it.
Then that's all of them.
Nah. Patrick Mahomes is like the eighth highest paid quarterback.
Okay, I don't care what ranking of the quarterback you are of all the paid quarterbacks. How much of the cap room do you take within your team where they can fill out their roster with viable players? That's the percentage that I want to know. Because if look at the Jaguars, for instance. Trevor Lawrence. Getting paid, what, 50-something mil a year? And the rest of the team is hot garbage?
I don't think so. I don't think they gave him 50 mil. I think it was... I think 40? It was less than Dak. Let me see. Go ahead and do your rant.
But guess what's going to happen? Let Bryce Young have one good season, and then the Panthers is going to be ready to back the Brinks truck in for him, and you still got to build up the rest of your team. if it's me, I find some way to cap it off, because I'm just all about making sure that you're able to fill out every position on the roster. Yes, even number 52, the 52 guy on that roster is going to make a difference. Everyone's going to make a difference. And you're looking at the fact that they're extending the games to 18 games at some point. Then you factor in the playoffs. Do you expect every one of these guys to play every single game? You're going to be paying for missed games, like what the 76ers is doing.
Yeah. No, you're...
And I get it. And I'm not trying to, like, just be all over the place with this argument. It's just the fact that there has to be a bubble where it bursts at some point. Because you can't just have a team that's trash, but then, you know, you got the gold bag on top. That's your quarterback. Because he's getting paid the most.
Yeah, and you were right. He got paid $55 million a year.
Yeah, come on, man. It's ridiculous. That's why I said. Bryce Young, he's going to have one good season. They're gonna pay him. Jaden Daniels, they already getting the finances ready for him. He already led him to a title game. Who else is young? CJ, he's going to get his.
Oh, for sure he's going to get his.
Who else is out here? Who else is out here young? Tua got paid for...
Well, like for example, like Caleb Williams, Jaden Downs, and Drake May, they're all going to get a bag for sure in about 3 years, 2 years. So I did some quick calcs. Now, NFL salary cap's the highest it's ever been, right? So it wasn't like...
It's going to just keep getting higher.
When Trevor signed, it was $50 million less a year. Just keep that in mind, right? But right now, he's one player out of 53.
Uh-huh.
He takes 20% of the yearly salary cap.
See what I mean?
20. One player out of 53. You know? I was going to say something about, like, well, like, you know, Myles Garrett's getting paid 40, but I thought Lawrence was in the 40s, but I was wrong. He's getting paid $15 million or less a year, and he's the best defensive player in the league probably since Aaron Donald's gone.
And the NFL, apparently they can afford it. These guys can afford it.
Sorry. So I had a bet. I'll just tell you quick. I'll tell you about my model too. So Cameron Johnson had him at 15.5. 30 seconds left. He's at 15. The Nets lose, but he scores the last bucket and gets to 17.
And he busted someone's line, so
they did.
Yeah. So while you win, a lot of people probably lost on that shit.
Probably. I'll just do a quick update on my model that I had texted you about. A lot of analytics and statistics. A long time ago.
Like, I would have been reading that shit over and over. I would have been waiting to see this model so I can break in more.
So
I'm tired of fucking losing.
I've done 57 picks. Let's see, what's the number at? I've done 56 picks. It has hit 67% of the time. The consensus, in order to profit in sports betting, you have to win 52.4% of the time. At one point, this model was at 80% accuracy. But NFL Combine, and on free agency.
Money's getting too crazy.
It is, dude. Crazy. Guaranteed money's getting too crazy.
You know what else is getting crazy? The lifespan of these stadiums.
The cost of these stadiums.
That too.
Did you know?
Would know.
So, the lifespan is 20 years, right? Most roadways, most roads that I designed last longer than 20 years. And a highway would cost $10 million, $15
million, bridges,
depending on size. Bridges will cost maybe upwards to like $100 million, right? Not a billion.
They last, what, like...
60
years. How the fuck does a bridge cost less than a goddamn stadium?
That's what I'm saying, bro. And it lasts like 60, 80 years.
So long as a little ship don't hit it.
Yeah, and it sometimes maintenance could be an issue, right? Once it gets costly, is what I'm saying. Not an issue, but a cost issue. Right, but that's not till like year 50. Right.
Speaking of bridge, update on Corpus.
Oh, where are we at? They're not done. They're still not done. They were supposed to be done in 20.
They were supposed to, they started, mind you, people. Corpus Christi was supposed to reconstruct the Harbor Bay Bridge. Yeah. And that project started in 2016 when right around the time me and Isaiah met as freshmen.
Literally, in college.
In Cal 1 in Dr. Wu's class. Was it Dr.? No. That was Cal 2.
It was Cal 2. We met at Cal 2. We had like three or four math classes.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was for Cal 1. Who the teacher was. But yeah, we met up in there. That's when I started bridging. Because I remember doing an assignment in my economics class over it's a bridge project in economics. I can't remember the details of exactly what it
is. There's a lot of shady stuff that's going on.
We are 10 years later, not even a full side of the road has been built to go across this damn shit.
Well, I will say the bridge is finally connected.
Progress. This year,
it has connected.
On one side.
The segments, it's like Legos. The segments is the whole bridge.
So for both lanes of traffic, for both directions.
Yeah. Now they have to.
Is it one? You know what I'm trying to say? Like just one roadway, or is it like two separate roadways?
It's divided.
It's divided. Okay.
Yeah, it's divided.
There's like a space gap in between. Yeah, right.
It's a bridge that has like a pillar and has the wires coming down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's that type of bridge.
Okay.
So, those bridges still, you know, they take a while. They last longer than
billion-dollar stadiums. Fucking stadium, the Texans. They're over here talking about they want a new deal. Y'all want a second stadium before y'all make one conference title appearance?
You know?
The Braves, they up and left Turner Field after 20 years. Who's another team that quickly moved in to some... I can't... The Rangers. That's what I was thinking of. Now, you can say, okay... The sun was a problem during the summertime. And why the fuck y'all didn't think about that shit when it was built in 95 or whenever it was? Like, it was hot then. It's like, but still, the Rangers, they get their ballpark, Mimic Made Park, because it looks just like it. They get that after like 20 some years. It's like, after. They just want to. Just get a quick life out of it. The Titans, that's another one. That stadium is barely 30 years old. They're already getting their billion-dollar palace built. The Falcons, the Georgia Dome, another one. That didn't last too long, and they got their palace built. It's not just, you know, going to the ballpark and going to the game. It's the experience afterwards. And let me tell you why. Because these owners, they ain't building just for making revenue off the team. They're trying to make revenue out the whole damn city. The ballpark is not just the ballpark anymore. It has to be a whole district. Like, when I would go to Nationals games, like, the way they had that stadium built in the Navy Yards, like, I mean, I wouldn't be eating there every day. I'd be spending like $100, $200 a plate or whatever, even for a fucking shot. But like all up and down, all over the place, man. Ain't nothing but bars, restaurants, and all the hotels and shit. Like, they trying to get you to keep spending money after the game. Because it used to be you just go to the game and go home. But it's like, nah. Keep that wallet here. But, and that's what the Texans are trying to do. But, like, seriously, though, in Houston, I don't even know where the hell they're going to put it. And are we going to have another Bud Adams situation where if they don't get what they want, they're just going to up and leave the city?
Go Oilers.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. I do understand it. It's all money driven. You know, all these cities, even these northern cities, they're trying to get Super Bowls. So they're trying, you know, these cities, they're trying to make bank off one big weekend of events.
Breaking news. Defensive end Joey Bosa signs 1 year, $12.6 million with the Bills. He'll probably want to play 5 games. He gets hurt every year. I'm surprised. Yep. I'm surprised the 49ers didn't go after him. Have the Bosa brothers.
Have one more guy injured.
True.
Hey, they say one Trump voter is enough.
They are in California.
Hey, I'll give it to them, man. They trying to bring the Alabama to California. More power to them.
Yep.
It ain't working, but
no, it's not. Not at all. Let's go on and segue on to current active sports, NBA. We're slowly closing in on the playoffs, and Lakers just got revived ever since the Luka trade happened.
Yeah, but LeBron's down now.
Yeah.
But he don't matter no more. He's second fiddle. It's the Luka show.
Dude, I've been watching the games, and they're like...
Yeah, because you have no choice. They're the only ones on ESPN and TNT.
They're like, but like, LeBron, how do I say this? Luka is like not putting up Luka numbers because they're kind of like working around LeBron. Right? Now, I can't argue that it's not working because they're winning. Right? I think they're second in the West. Right?
Shout out to JJ Redick.
Yeah, that dude is a...
So do we give him credit?
Yeah, we were clowning him early on in the pod, I think, because we were saying like, oh, he coached like a boys and girls club team, but the man,
he told us to shut the hell up.
He did. The man is a professor at the game. That's.
I mean, he had a high IQ on the court too when he played.
He did. He so did.
And that kind of translates.
What a sign. That's almost as big as getting Luka. It's just getting him as a coach. Because they were winning before Luka too, right? But they just continued that streak even more now with Luka. And now this is, I'm not going to say is, but should Nico Harris be fired?
I'm not going to say the joke that I had because it was in the South, but he should be more than fired. But yes, he should be fired.
I already know where you were going with that joke because you said the South.
Yeah, so. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna keep it rated some, well, R enough.
Yeah, R enough. Kyrie's hurt. Davis is hurt. All their centers are hurt. Klay wants out. Klay asked for a trade.
Didn't hear that.
How bad do you have to mess up? Like, and to say that you back him, like, dude, you can only take so many shots, right? Okay, well, you can only take so many bullets for the guy. Just say like, yeah, we fucked up, and we're not gonna be good now for the next 6 years.
Shout out Bradley Cooper. We fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me.
How about them Rockets, though?
Where are they now?
They're fifth.
Oh, yeah? More than half the league makes it.
That's Spurs.
Yeah, okay, well, Wemby got blood clots as a 20-year-old. So he's out.
No, he got blood. No, say it right. He got blood clots in that thin ass arm. He ain't built enough for it. I'm glad the Rockets dodged that. I'm glad the Rockets dodged that bullet.
Don't lie. Don't you say you wouldn't want to win VRU2. That's a straight lie. He was about to win Defensive Player of the Year if I got hurt.
Nah, man, the Rockets, they did good not drafting him.
That is crazy. You would.
I never wanted him.
You were. I have text messages of you crying because the Rockets didn't get the number one pick. I got text messages of you cursing through text that you guys got the third pick.
Ugh. Yeah, we know why they did it though.
Oh, sure.
They didn't want to send Wimby to Houston.
No. They want to send anybody that's great to Houston. Because we've seen what happens in Houston. I mean, you were there, and then all of a sudden, your back was hurting when you got to Houston. Oh. Kyle got the Deshaun Watson treatment while he was over there.
No comment. I played the fifth like he did.
That's just an ongoing joke. So, but...
But yeah. Avenel in there. It's the NBA is throwing the Hail Mary to stay relevant. What I mean by that is... you see all this drama shit between Barkley and Perkins and what the Mavericks did and just... Do you think they feel like they're losing ground to NFL supremacy?
I think so. Because
even in the off season, the NFL can dominate more than the NBA.
Yeah. Now, just recently, the most viewed NBA game since the past 7 years just happened. It was the Lakers and the Celtics, of course, right? The two most dominant franchises in history, right? Most NBA finals in history, both of them. I guess what they're doing is working because they were able to finally hit a mark, right? And when they haven't hit a mark in years.
Yeah, but don't just market the Lakers and Celtics. I mean, you got the whole rest of the league that's cooking. And
oh, yeah.
No, you're going to keep everyone. Right. It's like LeBron's got to retire at some point. Same with Steph. Yeah. You're gonna have to start putting Ja on live more. As long as he ain't running around with guns on IG live, you know, you can put him on national TV.
And
you're gonna have to put the Rockets on TV.
You're gonna have to get Zion on Ozempic. You know, he's got it.
He need to be on Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig,
Biggest Loser,
South Beach Diet,
P90X,
like all that shit,
all of it, keto.
But I'm gonna go in his defense though. It'd be hard in New Orleans, man, because all you gotta do is barbecue
alligator, Cajun.
Yeah, it's hard. I gain about 20 pounds anytime I go through Louisiana.
Damn. That's just a drive-by. My man got drive-by calories.
You remember that picture I sent you when I went there the other year?
Oh, you did, yeah. Looks spicy.
Man, it was spicy. It was very spicy.
I bet it tasted better going in than coming out.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Put it nicely.
Yeah. NBA, they need to just stop relying on the dudes that you've been barebacking and riding the past fucking 20 years.
Nah, you're right. I would like to move on to, like, it's still NBA, but it's a little bit off topic. So, Angel Reese, right? We all know Angel Reese, right? She's trying to promote herself so hard.
I gotta admit something about her.
Okay, go ahead.
She does look like a sloth.
Oh, man, that's funny you say that. One of my brothers said that she's fine. I was like, what are you talking? I don't know if I was... Yeah, he did. But she posted on Instagram like a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago probably, basically said that I'm going to be a basketball player, model, influencer, businesswoman, fashion girly podcaster, take care of my family, friends, set records, create history, blah, 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 right? She said all this about herself. Kevin Love goes on the on his Instagram and comments on this post and says, I'll take the under. And that just had me heavy die. He got a little bit scrutiny, not a lot, but he just, from one pro to the other, just saying that.
And the only reason why it was scrutiny was because it was a white guy commenting on the black girl's post about doing everything. But no, in all seriousness, that's great that you're ambitious. But you know, you want to know something about Yusei Kikuchi? They said that he sleeps like 14 hours a day.
Oh my gosh, what is he, a cat?
Some shit. It's some crazy shit like that. Because, you know,
I mean, he's a high strikeout guy, so I guess so, right? He's focused.
Where does that high focus come from?
Oh, I don't know. Where are you going with this?
Sleep.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
I don't know. I don't know where you were going with it.
See, that's why I'm glad. I keep you on your feet. You don't know which way I'm gonna go.
he's actually on the Angels now, right?
Yeah, he is. So that's the point I'm getting at. It's like, it's great that you're gonna be all ambitious like that, but you know, your main employment. First of all, y'all up here talking about a strike. Don't do that. Secondly, your main employment needs to be your main focus, because get your money there, then do all that other shit. But it's like, if you went back to back to back to back to back titles, then we ain't gonna say shit. But if you suck, you won't get the Paul George treatment.
Exactly. But yeah, you know what? We're going to end it on that because I want to show you this model afterwards. But
it's good. People, man.
No. This ain't free. That's what I'm going to say. This is not free.
Nah, I didn't say show it to him for free.
That's what I'm saying. I need to back myself up first, right? I need to create a rep with this. I need to have results, proven results for all three sports. And then we can take it to the public. But good news is that we're going to try to be more consistent now. You know, we're grounded for a little bit, but
that's for sure.
We'll be busting out.
My wallet has me grounded
weekly. Oh, for sure, your wallet's dug on the ground.
Oh my god, man, my wallet got ran through more than a whore at a Filipino whorehouse.
And we'll end it on that. Thank you, listeners, for watching. We'll see you next week. See ya.